After a slow start, they are in first place in the NHL Southeast Division. But the Carolina Hurricanes' chances may well hinge on how well Dan Ellis can fill in for starting goaltender Cam Ward. Ward sprained his knee on Sunday in Carolina's 3-2 win at Florida and has been the Canes' stalwart between the pipes since the team's Stanley Cup playoff run in 2006. Hard to believe that was 7 years ago. Ward looked rusty when the season started 3 months late due to the lockout and one-week training camp, but he had come on to look much like his old self in the last several weeks as the Canes percolated to the top of the Southeast Division. Carolina's big offseason trade pickup also started the season slowly, but Eric Staal's younger brother Jordan has also played well of late. 2 goals in 5 games, including the game winner at Florida on Sunday. And Staal's big brother Eric has also played well. He leads the team in goals and points and has shown the kind of grit that prompted president and general manager Jim Rutherford to sign him to a 7-year contract extension 5 years ago. It'll keep Staal in Raleigh through the 2015-16 season. Staal has received plenty of help on the Hurricanes' top line this season. The other big offseason pickup was free agent Alexander Semin. He has had the rap of being a soft player, but he has certainly come through for the Canes in a big way so far this season. While he has scored only 5 goals, Semin has shown a knack for finding teammates when they're in scoring position, and it shows in his team-best 15 assists. Add in Jiří Tlusty as the third member of the top line. He scored 10 goals, second only to Eric Staal, and all three members of that line are a league-best plus 15. That means they've been on the ice for 15 more goals than the team has allowed with them on the ice. But the team doesn't end with them. Offensively, the Canes have gotten some nice balance. And aside from a couple of stinker games, the defense has been solid and well-balanced. Justin Falk, Joni Pitkinen, Tim Gleason, Jamie McBain, and Joe Corvo have all been on the ice for more goals scored than given up. And any time you can have 5 of your top 6 defensemen in that position, that bodes well for success. Are the Hurricanes a great team? No, not yet. But with young stars such as Jeff Skinner and Falk and those trying to break through, such as Riley Nash and Drayson Bowman, the future is certainly bright. The Canes feature an exciting up-and-down-the-ice style, reminiscent of the Stanley Cup team of 7 years ago. And there are plenty of decent ticket deals to be had as well. If you like excitement and have never been to a game, I suggest you give it a try. Few and far between are the people who have gone to a hockey game and not gone back. You'll be amazed at how athletic the players are. Not only do they skate fast and backwards, but they do so while absorbing body checks and other forms of mayhem. To date, the Hurricanes are the only pro team in North Carolina to win a championship. And who knows, maybe they'll win another this season. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.